How are you? What's going on? How you feeling? What's up? Somebody messed with my microphone in here. Hold on a second. Why is it so loud? I don't know. Hey, what's going on? This is Scott, and this is Diary of a Cartoonist, the post-nerdtacular Diary of a Cartoonist. That was last weekend. My voice is just about back to normal. For a couple days there, I kind of lost, I would call, normal use of it. Got a little hammered. That happened last year, too. Happens every year. What am I saying? And settling back into things, it is a precise... Let's see. Today's Thursday? Weird. Precisely a week ago today, I was running around trying to make sure that we were all ready for the meet and greet at Snowbird for N15. And most of you had already arrived, or many of you had. And Kim was just getting ready to leave to go to the airport to pick up Chris Metzen and bring him to the hotel while the rest of us got ready for the food and the whatever. And it's very weird. It's very weird to think that was a week ago today, because the time that it, the time leading up to it seemed to take forever, because I was both excited and nervous. And then the actual event happens so fast. You feel like it's not happening fast at the time because you're on stage a lot and you're feeling nervous and whatever. But then when it's, you know, once you're done, you're like, whoa, was that the weekend? Is that it? That's over. And then you got to kind of try to come back to life and get used to it again and figure out what you're doing with your life. And then, you know, everyone goes home on Sunday or Monday and you don't see them anymore. Although this year I got to hang out with Terpster a little longer and got to see my sister a couple times, which is very nice, outside of the event. And now they're off to Britain and Sweden, respectively, and all my other friends are gone, and I don't know, man. Just feeling a little empty. Oh, the point was, now time seems to be flying, because, I mean, a week ago? Really? Like a week ago, we were at the we were at the convention hall getting ready for everything. That just seems, I swear, it just ended. But then yesterday, it felt like it was 400 years ago. So I need to quit playing with time in my head and just forget about it and move on. I got a book to finish this month. The MyExtraLife.com book got funded successfully on Kickstarter, which made me very happy. And that means that there's a ton of work, both busy and otherwise, to get done in order to ship those on time and do what I want with the book. So I'm both excited and exhausted and then excited again about that. But August and September are pretty well hosed. Those are my months to get this stuff done. So it's going to be a little crazy, and it's going to go really fast, and I'll be wondering on the other side of those where all the time went. So basically what I'm saying is, where's all the time going? I had to make a comment or a mention of somebody I met at N15 after our therapy slash hypothetical help panel with myself, Mark Turpin, and my sister Wendy. And it happened right after that panel ended. A very nice lady. I don't know if you... Whenever I say lady, I feel like I'm talking about somebody a lot older. She wasn't, you know, a lot older. Let's call her a girl. A lovely young woman. There you go. Walked up to the table and proceeded to tell me that she had listened to a previous episode of this show where I had talked pretty in-depth about my battles with various anxieties. And if you guys remember that episode, I went into pretty deep detail about my particular brand and how I deal with it and what I do to manage it, and, you know, when it rears its ugly head and when it's been a benefit for me, and how I refuse to let it, you know, rule me or control me or whatever. And I recall at the time talking about that episode, and then maybe in some subsequent episodes talking about how that was a hard thing for me to do, to kind of lay all that out. And it was a, you know, it's the kind of bravery I'm not used to having, because it can expose yourself to ridicule and, you know, people can misunderstand or whatever. And if any of you out there have experienced acute anxiety or anxiety that is very physical in nature or whatever, you know that it's very, very hard to describe that to somebody who's never experienced it, especially in the, you know, the realm of like panic attacks and things like that. It's very, very hard to explain and to give it, you know, any sort of, you know, to give it form. It's hard to give it form to those who don't know. So anyway, she had heard that and said that it made a giant difference for her. And she didn't get into tons of detail about what that actually means, but she may be listening now. I don't know. And if you are, hello. But I just thought that was really sweet. And it was also a very, confirmation that people deal with this on the regular, that it's not easy to deal with, that it does help to communicate and talk about it and discuss it and to bring it up and to even have fun with it and make fun of it and self-deprecate and, you know, talk about it in ways that are clinical sometimes and not as clinical other times. And I don't know, she, you know, as much as she says I opened her eyes with that episode and made a big difference for her, she made a big difference for me by giving me that kind of feedback. Because up till then, I'd had a few emails here and there, really great feedback on that episode, and maybe more than I've had for a lot of them, but never kind of a flesh and blood, somebody right in front of me sort of discussion of what was talked about there. And that, I don't know, that made me feel good about what I had done, but moreover, it made me feel good that she had basically found some inspiration in it and learned how to tackle some of her, you know, some of her own demons in that way. And I was just proud to meet her. It was really cool to meet her and to hear that. So I wish I remember her name. Well, even if I did, I don't think I'd say it, but I hope she maybe hears this and knows that, that was super nice. And I only got a chance to talk to her the once. This is one of the things that happens there that drives me slightly nuts. And that is that I'll meet somebody, very interesting conversation. It's obvious that we could have more of that and talk additionally or whatever. And then I lose track of them. It's so crazy and so busy and everybody wants to talk to you that you never get to hook up with them again. And in a couple of cases, there were people who I really wanted to talk to during the event that I never saw once. I never even knew they were there, but they were. And that's depressing because, you know, be nice to talk to them too. But in her case and in a few others, I never saw her and the others again. And that was frustrating. I don't know how you get around that. I mean, there's not much else I can do. The truth is, if we ever really floodgate this thing and open it up to more and more people, then that becomes even harder and even more impossible to get that that personal time, right? And so I've always been hesitant to do that. You know, I'll never say never, but, you know, there's always this feeling of let's keep it small. Let's keep it intimate. Let's keep it so that, you know, I can do 700 to 1,000 people or something and not lose track of them all. Or not, you know, there's a really good chance we can all have that moment, have some conversation, be able to meet and talk and chat and whatever. But you start going into the thousands and you start to not have that option. So it also just by matter of, you know, the nature of scale, you start scaling up and you start getting people who are less engaged in the community or less, you know, invested in the idea of everybody treating everybody as good as we can. You know, it's one thing that's nice about this gathering is everybody's super tight and close and there's not a, you know, there's barely a negative bone in anyone's body. And that's great, but you can't control that the bigger you get. It's just the, you know, nature of averages. So I don't know why I'm bringing this up now, but I always think about this. And, you know, if this was like a 10,000 person event or more, would I have had, you know, would she have been there and been able to come up and talk to me? Would that have been a thing that we got to have and share? Probably not, or at least a much lower chance of it. But because we could, she could walk up to me and get my attention and we could chat and I could learn about her and she could learn about me and I don't know, go away with this, a more human, you know, prize bag than one that you would get in a giant room full of strangers that you can barely move through, I suppose. So, I don't know, maybe I'm just justifying my decision to keep it small and intimate, but You know, for some reason that rings true to me, or at least rings as true as my ears are willing to hear it. Does that make sense? Probably not. Anyway, I wanted to do a little follow-up show and let everybody know how much fun I had. It was great. Everybody was wonderful. All the people that came, all the guests, all the producers, all the ticket holders, everybody. Everybody was great. I don't have a bad thing to say about anything at all. Food was good. Space was good. People were great. I don't know. I don't even know what the panels were. Some of my favorites we've ever done. That therapy panel and the current geek panel. If you haven't heard those yet, they're on their feeds. And you can also get them on YouTube at youtube.com/Scott Johnson. It's in there. Or no, I'm sorry. It's not over there. It's like Alpha Geek Media has all those. Sorry. I didn't put those up. YouTube.com/GnomeWise, I think it is. But just search for Alpha Geek Media and you'll find them. And they're good. It's just raw stream, you know, the video that streamed from those 2 days, the two panel days. But just really good stuff. And all of it, really. I don't have a complaint about any of it. That sounds impossible, right? There should be something I would come back home and go, oh, that sucked, or this was hard, or that could have been better. But I don't know, man. I can't think of it, and I don't want to think of it. Anyway, I hope you're all having the best week you can, and we should do this again soon. I promise now that this is over and I'm on to new projects, I will make more time for this. For this little thing, I know people like it. I like doing it. It's just, you know, sometimes there's only so many hours in the day, and I thought I'd just take 12 minutes here or so, or whatever we're at, and put one together. So if you like it, keep letting me know. Frogpants. No, what's my address? Jeez. Scott@frogpants.com. You can email me anytime. Okay? If you have questions for the show, you want me to answer them here, that's fine too. I don't care. I'm happy to do it. All right, you guys. Take it easy. See you next time.